Welcome to the JACCP podcast titled Leaders in Clinical Pharmacy. I'm Jerry Bauman, and I'm the editor of the Journal of the American College of Clinical Pharmacy. Today, we're fortunate enough to be speaking to Dr. Leon Ross. Dr. Ross is dean and professor at the Harrison School of Pharmacy at Auburn University. She received both her bachelor's in business administration and her PharmD at the University of Mississippi School of Pharmacy, and thereafter completed a residency in primary care at the University of Mississippi Medical Center. Her appointment as dean at Auburn is relatively recent, having spent most of her career at the University of Mississippi in various clinical and administrative roles, including associate dean for clinical affairs and director of their Center for Clinical and Translational Science. As you may expect, Leanne has been honored with numerous awards and fellowships, mentored many students, residents, and young faculty, and also served as the president of the American College of Clinical Pharmacy. Leanne, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Jerry. I'm delighted to be here.
So maybe we could begin by just telling the listeners a little bit about yourself, you know, where you grew up and went to school, and then at the end, tell us how you chose pharmacy as a career.
Certainly. I grew up in Mississippi, originally from Pontotoc, Mississippi, which is a small town in northeast Mississippi. It's a charming community. It's located between Oxford, where Ole Miss is located, and Tupelo, which is famous for the birthplace of Elvis Presley. So a lovely place to grow up there. My father had an independent community pharmacy there in partnership. So I grew up in community pharmacy there. And after I graduated from high school, I went on later to pursue a degree. I thought I would go into pharmacy. That's what I thought, but ended up doing a business degree at Ole Miss. And my mom actually was in banking. And so that was something that was familiar to me. And so I graduated with a Bachelor of Business Administration and Finance. And after that, I think before I even graduated, I knew that pharmacy was my passion. I had worked in a pharmacy throughout my undergrad time there at Ole Miss, and I knew that ultimately I would end up back in pharmacy. And so after I graduated, I ended up going back to pharmacy school at Ole Miss. It was at a time when pharmacy education was in transition, and so I went thinking I would do a bachelor's degree and had the opportunity to track into the PharmD degree or the Doctor of Pharmacy program. So I was fortunate to do that along with a number of my classmates. And our program required that you transfer from Oxford to Jackson. And so I moved from Oxford to Jackson to complete that training. And in doing so, I learned that, oh, not only could I have a Doctor of Pharmacy degree, I could go on and pursue residency training. And there's more to that story, but I ended up doing a residency there at the University of Mississippi Medical Center in Jackson. And then after that, I was fortunate to have a faculty position at the University of Mississippi. My practice area, I specialized in ambulatory care. And so my practice site was at the medical center in primary care. I had the opportunity to work in an interprofessional team there in our anticoagulation clinic. We also had a pharmacist-run asthma clinic and then diabetes and lipid clinics that were more interprofessional in nature. So a wonderful practice site there. I was on faculty at the University of Mississippi in various roles for 25 years and just recently left there and came to Auburn to be the dean here, which has been a wonderful experience. So,
yeah, congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you.
Except for a full professor with that's well-funded, I think it's the best job in academics. So congratulations again on your position. You chose not to go into community pharmacy, even though you grew up in a independent pharmacy. So you chose clinical. How did that decision come about?
Exactly. So I think I mentioned earlier, I did, when I started in pharmacy school, I envisioned myself practicing in a community pharmacy setting, much like my father did. But during my years in pharmacy school, as I said, it was a transition, and I was learning more about the different opportunities. I guess coming in, community pharmacy is really most of what I knew. My brother is also a pharmacist, and he's a little bit older than me. And so he was already out practicing, and he was worked in a health system setting. So he was in a hospital pharmacy. So I knew about those two settings pretty much. And we were consulting in a nursing home, so I understood that as well. But some of the other aspects of ambulatory care pharmacy and the way that I was able to step right in and practice out of my residency, I didn't know about that at the time. So I think it was learning about that throughout the several years in pharmacy school. And then it really, I think, came down to when I was a fourth year pharmacy student, I really had my eyes opened to what a pharmacist could do in direct patient care and the opportunity to interact with patients on a daily basis. I had a preceptor in my ambulatory care rotation. I was so impressed with his knowledge and how he interacted with the team in the ambulatory care clinic. You know, the medical residents came to him to ask questions, and they relied on him as that medication expert. And I just saw the impact he had on patient care. And he also was instrumental because he really took time and invested in me. And he's the one who said, you know, you really need to think about doing a residency, and I think you should apply. And that really wasn't on my mind at the time. And so he encouraged me. I often think back and think, oh, if he had not done that, he probably doesn't even realize the impact that he had on the trajectory of my career based on his encouragement of me. So I always tell our preceptors and our students, you know, you never know what those interactions and the impact that they may have. But he really did change the course of my career by opening my eyes to the impact it can have. And I think the thing that appealed to me so much about that at that time was that it brought what I loved about community pharmacy. You know, growing up in it, I saw my dad interacting and his and other pharmacists and everyone in that pharmacy interacting with the patients. And it was a small community and we knew everyone, and I just loved that. He was often talking to them about medications, but sometimes he was talking to them about what they were growing in their garden and just different things. And really, he had a good relationship with them. And I was able to have that in the ambulatory care setting very similarly. So I think that's what drew me to that particular practice area for clinical pharmacy. And now it's been very exciting. Some of the work I've done with ACCP and others, I never left clinical community pharmacy. In fact, later in my career, as I shifted out of clinical practice and more into administrative roles, my research focused in community-based practice and looking at how to integrate enhanced services and different care delivery models in community pharmacy settings. And some of the work I was able to do with ACCP as a presidential officer was around establishing clinical services in community pharmacies and really getting the infrastructure in place within ACCP to help support that. So although I moved into more of a clinical role in an institutional or outpatient type setting, community pharmacy has always been and continues to be near and dear to my heart.
So, you know, you mentioned that one individual that really impressed you, I think, as a fourth year student. I don't know if you mind sharing who that was and if you had other mentors that you looked up to that shaped your career along the way.
Certainly. That particular individual, his name was Dr. Rick Fisher. He's since retired from Ole Miss, but he was a longtime faculty member there in ambulatory care and was just an integral part of the ambulatory care, the primary care clinic and the medicine resident clinic, internal medicine resident clinic there for a number of years. He retired not long after I started on faculty there. So he was later in his career when we had that interaction. And I have shared that with him since that time, that he is no longer in academic pharmacy practice right now. There have been so many mentors along the way. If I think about them, I mentioned my father, and certainly he was a mentor to me and really more of an inspiration, I guess, to not only to pursue pharmacy as a profession, but a role model in service, because that's been such a big part of my career. And what I guess the part I find so rewarding is being involved in the different organizations and different service activities that's important to me and my community as well. And a lot of that I attribute back to my father, the role that he played in modeling that for me. He was involved not only in the pharmacy profession, he was a member of the Board of Pharmacy, but he was a big Lions Club member, and he was a World War II veteran, so he was involved in the American Legion and things like that. So I just saw that modeled on a daily, and it's had a big impact on me. I think also a Barbara Wells. I've mentioned her many times when I've had the opportunity because she was truly a role model to me. I started on faculty about the time she came to be dean, a few years after I started on faculty at the University of Mississippi. And she was certainly a role model overall, but a female role model as well. And just to see how she shaped practice and the impact she had as not only as a dean, but as president of the American College of Clinical Pharmacy, the American Association of Colleges of Pharmacy, and many others within her specialized area as well, many other leadership roles she played. She really did pave the way and opened a lot of doors for many of us to just easily come right through and follow in her footsteps. So she supported me not only in clinical practice, but to take on some of the leadership roles that I did early on. I also had an opportunity to spend a couple of years working in Washington, D.C. on behalf of our university and on behalf of pharmacy and healthcare overall as an advisor to then-Senator Thad Cochran from Mississippi. And Dean Wells helped supported me along with Dr. Joe Byrd and others who were in administrative roles at Ole Miss to spend that time there and to learn. I learned so much about pharmacy and not just pharmacy, but healthcare overall and how pharmacy fit into that bigger picture and different opportunities for us to have an impact. And so that was really an important and impactful experience for me and kind of paved the way for where I've spent a lot of time later in my career in teaching leadership and advocacy within our School of Pharmacy. And it's really made me understand the importance of those two aspects of what we do. So Senator Cochran, I would mention also just as being someone who watching him and his leadership impacted, I think, me in a lot of ways and how I've moved forward to see how in an environment where consensus and coming to agreement is not an easy thing to find many times, to see how he built relationships and he built trust how important those things were in his ability to be effective as a leader in that environment. So from all those different people, I've learned different things, but all supported me in many ways. So
well, Dr. Wells has had a great impact on so many people in our profession. And you had mentioned Senator Cochran, I believe. Now, you completed a congressional fellowship. That's right, if I read it
correct. Right. That's correct.
So how valuable was that experience? That must have been incredible.
It was incredible. To tell you a bit about it, I was able to go for 1 year and serve as a health policy advisor. So I did a lot of healthcare work for Senator Cochran as part of his legislative advisor team. So it really gave me a chance to, as I said, see the big picture of healthcare and all the different players, and it helped me to understand, you know, I think sometimes in pharmacy, I'm sure it's true in most professions, we get very focused on narrowly in what we do, and we think everyone understands what we do. And so it really helped me to see the larger context, how pharmacy plays a role as part of that team. It also helped me see the different factors at play in supporting some of the things that we want to do. At the time, Senator Cochran was chair of the Appropriations Committee. So it gave me an opportunity not only to interact with constituents from our state, Mississippi, but also to interact with anyone who was looking for funding from the federal government. So I came with not a great understanding, but left with a tremendous understanding of all the federal agencies, the funding, how they support healthcare in the United States, different diverse funding mechanisms, how to regulatory aspects. That was really helpful, I think, in coming back and then figuring out, okay, now as a university, how can we be a part of this? And how can I best work with faculty? How can we work with other partners within the state regionally to, one, maybe secure funding or to partner around another healthcare initiative, whether that be CDC, HRSA for rural aspects. So I left with just a great understanding of that and have tried to pass that on through some of the work I do in the classroom and through work with other colleagues, both within the profession and organizations, getting involved in the advocacy efforts there and helping them and all of us to get our message out to both legislators and regulatory bodies around how we can advance our profession. So.
That's great. So what do you think has been your greatest accomplishment? What do you think your legacy put a stamp on it?
Well, I think, as I think, reflecting back, one of the things that I have found most rewarding in my career comes back to one thing, and that is always around the success of others. And I think I've seen that so much more even in the brief time I have been here at Auburn and had the opportunity. Having been a dean, you understand that you get so many opportunities to help support others in that role. And I think through the years, that's something I have always found rewarding in the different roles that I've been in. But I see it now more than ever, just that it's validating what I think I felt all those years. So seeing faculty, students, residents be successful. I had an opportunity recently, a former student was receiving an award, and just to spend some time and be a part of that with her, and to see all the many in here, all the many lives she's touched. And that's just one student. And as we think about all of our former students and residents who've been successful, I think that's probably at least the most rewarding part of what we're able to do. I can think back to some things that are very tangible that I'm proud of. When I was at Ole Miss, and working in Washington, we were working on a building for our School of Pharmacy on the Medical Center campus. They had never had a presence there. And so working to see that to fruition and getting to see on a daily basis everyone come together under one roof and get to collaborate and work together, and our students to have a home, that was very rewarding, I think, as well. In the service realm, one of the things that I'm most proud of is the service within ACCP. I'm very honored to have had the opportunity to serve in a presidential capacity there and to help to shape, along with the board and the team, the wonderful staff team at ACCP, how we're advancing clinical pharmacy. It's challenging. Healthcare is challenging. And so being a part of that was truly an honor and something that I felt like was an area to have impact and something I'll be proud of. I'm certain that at the end of the day, being in the position that I'm in now will be something that I'm very, very proud of. I'm already seeing ways that it's impacting others' lives, and that's, I'm getting to be a part of the impact on others' lives, and that's something that's very rewarding.
Well, I think you're going to be a great dean. You hit it on the head. I think deans have to realize that it's time to give up personal rewards, and you have to take your rewards through the success of the college and through the faculty that are in the college. So let's finish up by just maybe you could give a few words of advice to young people that might be listening and are just starting their careers in clinical pharmacy.
I think the advice that I would give, and I've shared this before with some of my students in leadership classes when they've asked this question, and it has not changed through the years, but that is to really take the opportunities that are presented to you, at least consider them. I think back over my career and I look at others who I feel like have made a real impact, and it's because they were willing to take chances and to explore and take opportunities when they're presented to you. My career path, at least, has not been, I think back to pharmacy school and what I described to you about business and then pharmacy school and then, oh, now I'll do residency, and was not linear and neither was my career path to date. I never envisioned moving for 2 years to Washington, D.C. 1 year after I was married. And, it didn't really make a lot of sense on paper. But I've been very fortunate to have a spouse who has supported me and encouraged me along the way to always take those opportunities and explore them. And I think that's some of the best advice that he's given me and that I've shared with others then. Had I not done that, I would not have had that wonderful experience that I just described that I think has so informed and made me a better leader today. And so I always encourage you to really explore any opportunity that presents itself.
I think they're great points. It's been a pleasure, Leanne, getting to know you, on the pharmacotherapy board. And it's always fun when we have a chance to get together. And so thank you for joining us today and giving us some thoughts on your career. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry, and thank you for your leadership of JACCP.